This is the Retirement Playbook with Brock Allspaugh from Allspaugh Wealth Management. You need a financial strategy that counts for challenges like market volatility and inflation, and that also adequately prepares you for retirement. The purpose of the Retirement Playbook is to address common financial concerns, provide helpful strategies, and offer ways you may be able to achieve your financial goals. And now here's the Retirement Playbook with Brock Allspaugh.
Hello and welcome in to the Retirement Playbook, brought to you by Allspaugh Wealth Management. We're here with you every so often to give you a great podcast and some information to help you in your financial life when it comes to your retirement planning. And as always, I'm joined by Mr. Tony Shore. Hello, Tony.
Hello, Brock Allspaugh.
Great to be with you, Mr. Allspaugh, and the Allspark, the Allspaugh, Brock the Rock. So many great names that you go by.
Oh, yeah.
But a friend and financial planner are the first two, Brock.
Oh, I gotta show off the old pullover here, the Allspaugh Wealth Management pullover.
Look at that. That's really nice. That's
yours is in the mail. Okay. There's problems, you know.
Right. The postal a lot service. Of postal service. Did you get that made in big boy sizes? Because I could sure use one of those. I'd wear it around. I'd advertise for you. You know that.
I do. How you been, man? It's getting close to year end. I know we got a great show lined up for folks. We've got to talk about year end planning, some things you can do and look at to help yourself throughout the rest of this year. Only a few more weeks left. So are you ready for Christmas, Tony?
You know what? Actually, this year, I'll be honest, I am. Okay. I am ready. I think I've got all the gifts bought. No more running around. I usually don't like to do this. I like to support local business, but I did do a lot of Christmas shopping online this year. So I got it's so easy.
I'm with you. I like to support local. I do it at every chance I can get. But you know, sometimes the Amazon and others is pretty easy as well. So anyway,
it is.
All right. Well, listen, folks, year end is almost here. What are you doing to help yourself in 2025? Do you understand your tax situation? Do you understand also, we're going to talk about the cost of living adjustments from Social Security. You'll be getting a little pay increase. Some of it will go out to some, you know, increased Medicare premiums as well. Part B is going to go up, but all in all, it looks like it's going to be a pretty good increase for Social Security. We're also going to talk about Missouri, you know, getting rid of some capital gains tax. That's a big one for a lot of folks who have to pay capital gains tax, not only on a federal level, but on a state level. So, you know, we're here in Missouri, so we're going to talk a little bit about that. And so we got a great show lined up for you. One of the things I want you to do, though, folks, is if you haven't already, go to our website. It's AllspaughWealthManagement.com, all spelled out. And you're going to see a lot of great information, past shows. So if you want to dig in a little deeper on a specific topic that you see, we'll have an entire podcast dedicated to that topic. And you can click on it and watch it. You can also request an appointment, right? So if you're saying, hey, I listen to the podcast. I read books. I do all these things. I think I'm doing everything right, but I'm not quite sure. I need the help of a professional. That's what we're here for. You can give us a call right there at the number on the screen, 573-332-7855. Or again, go to our website at AllspaughWealthManagement.com and you can click on a request a consultation with our team here at Allspaugh Wealth Management. We'll get you started on the right track and keep you on that track for the remainder of your life. So
nice.
Give us a call. Yep. Okay. Tony, you want to start in? Let's talk a little bit about Social Security first. You know, I think that's probably the most applicable topic, right? To most people.
Yeah. COLA went up. It's going up in 2026 by 2.8%. It's a modest increase, but it's a little more than, I think last year it was 2.5. Now it's 2.8%. Right. It's going up. Yep. And that averages out to about $56 per month. And that's according to both SSA.gov, and there was a Kiplinger article called 2026 Social Security COLA is 2.8%.
Right.
So just wanted to get in those references if people wanted to look at the numbers, but that's an okay increase. And really a lot of people are like, oh, everything's so much more expensive. It should have been more than that. I think we got spoiled a couple of years ago. It was like 8%.
right?
You know, but here's the thing. And just so to expand on that is, by the way, for married couples, if you're married, it's about $88 on average per month increase. For that. So, but what I will tell you is, Tony, is if you kind of look at historical averages, it's right in line, right? So the historical average on increases with Social Security is 2.6 to be exact. That's the 20-year average for cost of living adjustments. So a little bit higher than what's typical. Inflation, by the way, according to a recent reading on CPI, the consumer price index, by the way, is about 3%. Right. And so it's right there in line with, you know, the cost of your typical goods increasing in price. And so you get that little offset there for the cost of living adjustment. So that is a good thing. We want consistency in these. Right. So we've seen extremes in the last few years. We saw zero in 2016, a few years back. Wow. Then we saw 8.7% increases in 2023 when inflation was going crazy. So it's just been kind of whipsawing a little bit, if you will. And now it's nice to have some consistency here in the last couple of years, you know, and speaking of that, you know, as of this recording today, Wednesday, the 10th of December, we're having a Fed meeting today, Tony, to decide where interest rates go. Most people believe that rates are going to come down 25 basis points. And again, so like they did the last time, which was in October. So we'll see what happens. We got a new Fed chair to announce as well. So that should be coming out anytime soon. A lot of people, you know, have their projections on who it's going to be. But, you know, ultimately, I think what President Trump would like to see is someone in there that would be an advocate for lowering rates to spur more economic growth. You know, and again, you can be on both sides of that argument if that works. If it doesn't, matter. Yeah. Right. But that the facts are is that we have a president that wants rates to come down. And so, you know, there's probably going to be a Fed chair that's going to accommodate that at some level. So anyway, the point is that there's lots to consider here when we're talking about, you know, planning for next year, looking at your income, making sure that, you know, you have enough income to supplement these Social Security and the increases that we've talked about here. You know, when it comes to Social Security, Tony, kind of going back to the basics of that is, you know, you're eligible at 62. And so, you know, you can defer all the way up until age 70. And the reason why you would defer is because you get delayed retirement credits. So every year that you don't take it, it increases. And, you know, anywhere from 6.5% up to 8% increases, depending on how old you are. So those are things to consider when you're looking at the best time for you and your spouse to take Social Security. Good news is, you know, when you're a single person, it's pretty easy. You can do a break-even analysis, right? But when you're married, there's lots of things to consider, not only your own benefit, but a spousal benefit. And then ultimately the one that most people forget about and miss is the survivorship benefit. And that's really important. And so what's nice is there's services out there like ours. It's called the Social Security Maximization Report, where we'll show you exactly how and when to elect your benefits based on your, you know, situation. And so what a great service. Like, you don't have to, you know, try to figure out which is the best or how many checks am I going to collect and all the things that everybody talks about. You remove all of that. Right. And then, of course, I mean, I had a meeting yesterday, Tony, where, you know, we've done Social Security Max. Everybody's on board with following the recommendation of maximizing their Social Security benefits over their lifetime. And then all of a sudden he says, you know, I got a little bit of a health scare. So, you know, how does that come into play? So there's lots of variables to consider there, Tony. And so it's really important to work with a professional that understands this and has been doing it for 20 years that can help you make the best decision, because it's a big one. It's a big one, folks. When you look at how much money you collect on average over your lifetime between you and your spouse, it's not uncommon to see $1 million.
It can make the difference whether you maximize your Social Security or don't. Can make the difference in it could be in the hundreds of thousands.
Oh yeah, for sure.
Not just tens of thousands. So over the course of someone's lifetime, or especially a couple's lifetime, and there are couple strategies. What you do can affect your spouse later on. You know, whoever outlives the other will rely
typically
on the
women, right?
Yeah, typically it's the women. Yeah, they outlive us like 6 years on average.
Yeah, Yeah. Go, if you don't believe us, go to a nursing home. Check it out.
Yeah. My parents are currently in a nursing home facility, you know, they both have Parkinson's and need full-time care. And I look around and it's probably 10 to 1.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
Yeah. 10 to 2.
Yeah. Right. Right. Yeah. Or 5 to 1.
Ooh, hey, how about
that? Yeah, or just 5 to, 10 to 2 would be 5 to 1. I was told there would be no math. But thanks for simplifying. I love that. I love that. You're the numbers guy here, Brock, so I appreciate that. But it just goes to show how important these things are and Social Security is. So I think that's huge. And you have that Social Security maximization report you can run for folks.
Right.
So if somebody wants to get more information on that, like you said, you've been helping people for years. All they have to do is call 573-332-7855. That's 573-332-7855. And give the team there at All Spa Wealth Management a call. And
yeah, that's right.
Have that report run, see where you're at, get a second opinion on your finances. And if you don't have a full retirement income plan in place yet, get one.
Yeah, absolutely. Right? Absolutely. And Social Security still continues to be the foundation. I don't care how much money you have or how much money you've made. It's all about maximizing your opportunity. That's what life is, right? I mean, life is all about maximizing opportunities that come your way. This is another example of that. It's like, hey, this opportunity is coming your way as long as you paid into the system and you're eligible, you know, so maximize it. Okay. Yep. And so it's pretty simple to do as well. Another thing that people, you know, kind of forget about when it comes to just the general financial planning, Tony, when it comes to how much money am I going to be able to spend every month is taxes, right? So that net amount of money that you're going to receive on a monthly basis through Social Security and all your, you know, your investments, maybe, you know, you have a pension you're eligible for too. All of these things add up to be to calculate how much income tax you will pay.
Yeah, and that's that's a really big one. And especially year-end planning, that's why we are talking about this at the end of the year as you get closer. And it's probably even, you probably should have been doing this before, but if you haven't, look at your current tax situation and then work with a financial professional like yourself to look at your future, you know, moving ahead, right?
I know, man. It's a big one. So the two things that most people miss when they're kind of thinking about their retirement income, and if they're especially not working with a professional, is taxes and inflation, right? And so those are two huge ones you got to consider long term, especially when you're talking about, you know, how much money you'll need to maintain your lifestyle. So anyway, again, taxes were at the end of the year, like Tony mentioned, talk about a little bit of, you know, some tax strategies you can put into place if you've got some gains in your portfolio, or if you don't know if you have gains in your portfolio. What I mean by that is most people understand that, hey, my portfolio is up 10% or 15% or whatever it is. And maybe they understand that what that equates to in a dollar perspective. So maybe you're up, you know, 50,000, 100,000, 200,000 or even higher. So they understand that they're up, Tony. But what they don't understand is how many of those gains in a non-taxable account. So this is a non-retirement account that I'm talking about. So if you have accounts outside of your IRA or 401k, that's called a non-qualified account. And so you're going to have to pay taxes on that every year as you have gains that are realized in your portfolio. So a nice, easy way to do that is to talk to your advisor that if you have one or if you do it on your own, you'll understand, hey, I need to find out what my realized gains are and then try to do some things to offset some of those gains, whether it be some tax loss harvesting in your portfolio, if you've got some losses in other positions, or if you've got other losses elsewhere, maybe in real estate, and go ahead and sell that real estate and take a little bit of a loss to offset some of the gains you have in your stock portfolio. Lots of things you can do. And you know, when it comes to that, we're talking about capital gains tax, whether it be short-term or long-term. And so what you want to do is understand where you're at from a tax liability. Okay. Now, the nice thing in Missouri, I mentioned this at the top of the show, is that Missouri back in August got rid of the state capital gains tax. So in the past, So in the past, you'd have, you know, that 15 or 20% federal tax on capital gains, depending on your taxable income. So your taxable ordinary income determines what your tax rate is for capital gains rates. And so whether you are at 0, 10, 15, or 20 on the federal level, or, you know, So what that doesn't matter. So what I'm talking about is you might have up to 4.5% additional taxes from Missouri on capital gains. As of for the 2025 tax year, it's gone. So
that's amazing.
Yeah, man. So if you were at 15 on the federal level, you had 20, right? Essentially, and maybe even a 3.8 net investment income tax. So, I mean, it starts adding up big time. You're talking 30%. Well, now that Missouri has gotten rid of that, that is a huge, benefit, obviously. I mean, if you had $100,000 of capital gain, I mean, that's $4,500 potentially just for Missouri taxes that you would owe on those capital gains. So,
it's a big savings for a lot of people, especially.
Yeah.
It's really for everyone who has any capital gains, but the more you have, the bigger the benefit this is. I mean, really a huge thing, not having to pay capital gains.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, things you can do year end type planning to, try to reduce that tax burden. If you've got one, the last couple of years have been good in the stock market, folks. And so if you've got some gains, maybe do some things to offset some of those realized gains. So there you go. That is what I wanted to talk about when it comes to the capital gains tax, year-end planning. Again, taxes, inflation, these are things that are just so, so important when we're talking about, what's your net return? Because you could say, I've got a 12% return. That's great, right? But now are we factoring in a 3% inflation? Are we factoring in 20% for taxes on those gains? I mean, so what's your real return? And that's what's important, is to understand what that is.
Yeah, a lot of people say, I've got $100,000 in this 401k or this traditional IRA account. No, you don't. Because it's a joint account. You don't. It's a joint account. Nope. I have the number right here, $100,000 in my traditional 401k. And I say, no, I told the coworker this. Nope. That's a joint account. And he goes, what do you mean? I go, Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the scary thing is right now, luckily, we have historically low tax bracket rates.
That's right.
But Uncle Sam can change what he gets at any given time. So by the time you need that money in retirement, he might say, you know what? I'm going to take 40% of that.
You know, you're exactly right, by the way, Tony. So that, I mean, you've got to calculate and understand all of these aspects of taxes. The nice thing about the big, beautiful bill that was passed earlier this year in a compromise to try to get things done, there were some benefits that came out of that, too. So if you're a little bit older and you need, the seniors are qualified for an extra deduction and on top of the standard deduction. And so the normal standard deduction. So there's some really good benefits in there.
Yeah.
They also, when you're talking about capital gains, since we just talked about that, I'll just briefly describe this. When it comes to capital gains, there are some things you can do planning wise called a qualified opportunity zone investment. And so you can make an investment to basically defer those capital gains starting next year, folks, starting in 2020. Six, at the end of the year, you will be able to have a 5-year deferral potentially on any gain that you have. And so, and then if you hold it for the term of the qualified opportunity zone, it could potentially then be tax-free. It's a huge deal. And so, to be able to do that and understand those, right? It's like not everybody understands it and even has the ability to offer these strategies out there. So, understanding what's available to you, it's another big one, right? I mean, we talk about some of the pitfalls of retirement,
right?
Not considering taxes, not considering inflation, and then not having a plan to deal with some of these tax situations that come up could be that's another pitfall, right? As far as knowing what's available or working with an advisor that has these things available. That's another big one. Some places don't have these things. So,
right. But that's where you come in, Brock.
That's right. That's right.
That's where you come in and you know about these things and strategies. So before we go, one more time, let our listeners out there know how they can set up that no charge, no obligation consultation.
Yeah, the easiest way is to go to our website, guys. It's Alspaugh Wealth Management, all spelled out, right? AlspaughWealthManagement.com. And you can actually then just click on a button that says request a consultation. you will be contacted via a phone call and then kind of talk about your situation. And then maybe potentially we can get together if it's something that we agree that, you know, we need to continue that conversation. So that's how it works. It's really easy. It's not painful at all. We try to make it as comfortable and as easy as possible. We want to help people that want to get help. Because it's out there, folks. All you got to do is look for it. It's out there. We want to help you if you want to be helped. There's some situations where, yeah, I want to get some information. That's fine, too. Okay? We're here to help you. Okay? So give us or look us up on the web. Or, like Tony said earlier, you can give us a phone call at 573-332-7855.
All right. Well, Brock, great show today. A lot of great information. And again, you're always available if our listeners out there have questions, you and the team at AllSpa Wealth Management. But thanks for a great show. Listeners and viewers, thanks for tuning in. That does it for today's episode of The Retirement Playbook with our host, Brock AllSpa.
Thank you for joining us for The Retirement Playbook. Don't head into retirement without a strategy that addresses both income and taxes. For more information, please contact Brock AllSpa at AllSpa Wealth Management at 573-332-7855 or visit allspawealthmanagement.com now. Join us again soon for another episode of The Retirement Playbook.
Advisory services are offered through AllSpa Wealth Management, LLC, an investment advisor in the state of Missouri. Insurance products and services are offered through Innovative Insurance Consultants, LLC, an affiliated company. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent. All matters discussed during this show are for informational purposes only. Each individual situation may vary, and the opinions expressed here may not apply to everyone. Materials presented are believed to be from reliable sources, and no representations can be made as to its accuracy. All ideas and information should be discussed in detail with one of our qualified representatives prior to implementation. We are not affiliated with or endorsed by the Social Security Administration, the Federal Medicare Program, or any other government agency. Calling this number will direct you to a licensed sales agent.